Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome back to The Scarlet Edit. I am your host, Nikki Corbett, and I am so excited to be here today in my studio and recording an episode for you. First of all, if you have downloaded the Self-Worth Reset, I just wanted to say thank you. I hope that you are finding value from it. It really was a great exercise for me to make. And so I'm grateful that you guys are checking it out. So I will link that again in the show notes. If you have not already downloaded it, you can go in and do that right now. This week, solo episode, and I wanted to talk about something that I've just kind of been sitting with for a while, something that has been on my mind, but I wasn't really quite yet ready to talk about it. And then over the weekend, I was just like, you know what? I think that this is time. So here's what I want to talk about. Why is it that there is such an expectation from society that when people do something or make a choice for their life that isn't considered normal, that isn't considered in alignment with the common morals or values, that the expectation is to regret, that the expectation is to perform remorse, that the expectation is to be apologetic? Why isn't the expectation to learn? Why isn't the expectation to grow? Why isn't the expectation to take time to get to know oneself better, reflect on their choices and that chapter of their lives, and then move forward and be better and do better? Why? So that's what I want to talk about because I'm very curious and I would absolutely love any of your thoughts and feedback. So obviously when I talk about this, I'm talking about my own situation, right? It's no secret that I was in a relationship with a married man. It's also no secret that I am unapologetic about it. It's no secret that I've said I don't regret it. It's no secret that I've said I would go back and do it again. However, the caveat there is that I would go back and do it again if and only if, when I went back, I was the exact same version of me that I was then. If I could go back in time as this version of me, I would absolutely never do that again because I've grown, I've changed, my confidence is higher, I have boundaries that I don't waver on, I have expectations that I don't waver on. So this version of me would absolutely never be in a situation like that again. But the version of me that did back then, yeah, she probably would. So this topic all came to be because many of YouTube commenters love to chime in and tell me how bad I am. Tell me that I should be ashamed. Tell me that I should have regret. Tell me that I don't have morals, attack my character, attack my credibility. I've even got comments that someone said that like my parents must not have like raised me well, that someone was surprised that I had friends. I mean, it's really wild the things that people will say from an account that has no photo and not their real name. But you know what? That's the internet and there's nothing you can do about it. I've also learned very much that it is absolutely useless to argue with an online troll. I did get caught up in a back and forth with somebody a couple of weeks ago. And then I was like, what are you doing? This is like a waste of your time and a waste of your energy. Like, you don't need to convince this stranger of your worth. And I think that that was just a really important lesson because that is so true. You do not need to convince a stranger of your worth. Not at all. Never. But for some reason, these strangers do think that how they feel and the expectations, their expectations for how I should feel, are the correct ones, are the ones that matter most. And that there's really nothing that I could say back that will change their mind. According to them, I should feel a certain way. I should act a certain way because in their world, affairs are one thing and they're just in a box and they're all the same. And if you did that, you're a bad person. You should feel shame. You should feel regret. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. Okay. Well, that's cool and all, but guess what? Like, that's not my story. That's not how I am living. That's not how this has worked for me. And it never will be. I very much believe that we get to be here one time. I get one life. And my goal with every single day that I'm living is to be a better version of myself than I was yesterday. Was I always like this? No, this is like relatively new over the last few years. But that being said, now that I'm here, I'm not going back. I'm not changing that way of living. I always want to be learning. I always want to be growing. I always want to be evolving and being a better version of myself. When I look back on my life, I'm not going to sit and regret something that I lived. I'm not going to sit and regret a chapter of my life because all of those chapters got me here today. And I absolutely love who I am today. I love this version of me. So I wouldn't change anything because I don't know any other outcome. I can't say, none of us can say, quite frankly, if I were to go back in time and do this instead of that, then I would be here. We can't say that. We don't know that. All we know is the journey that we've been on and the journey that got us to here today where we are. So that journey for me, that's mine. And I love that journey. And I will take all the highs and all the lows from that journey because it got me here. Regret would require me wanting to be somebody else. And that's just not going to happen. That's not going to happen. That woman, that younger woman who fell in love with a married man and then stayed with him and grew with him and learned with him. I mean, I am so grateful for her because she went on such an individual journey throughout that relationship. And then she woke up one day and was like, I can't do this anymore. She woke up one day and said, I know that I deserve better. She woke up one day and decided to break her own heart because she knew how hard it was going to be to let that relationship go. But she did it because she knew that there was more out there and that she knew that it was worth going to find. A lot of people will conflate, I would do it again with, I think it was right. I think understanding the difference between the two is really, really important. One of the things that I have said since the very beginning on this show is that I am not here to condone affairs. I'm not here to cheer them on. I'm not here to encourage anybody to have an affair. I'm not here to encourage anybody to be the other woman or to step out on their partner. I'm not here for that. I'm here to talk about my experience and to talk with other people about their experiences so people can learn. I think learning is so important, especially in this space, because the messages that I get most often are, oh my God, I thought I was the only one. Oh my God, this made me feel seen. Oh my God, that woman that you had the conversation with, that was literally my life too. So by having these conversations, we're sharing with other people and we're giving other people perspectives. We're giving other people different ways to think. A couple of weeks ago, I had a woman on the show. Her name is Hope. She talked about her affair. She cheated on her husband. And one of the things that she said that really stuck with me, she said that she had been trying to get her husband to understand her needs, her desires, her wants. And she said it fell on deaf ears repeatedly, quite literally. He'd roll over in bed as she would and just fall asleep because he didn't want to talk with her. In retrospect, she did wonder. She said she hadn't asked him, but she did wonder. She was like, maybe he didn't want to hear me talk because I also wasn't meeting his needs, because I also wasn't giving him what he needed in this relationship, but he didn't know how to tell me that. Because she's like, I don't think that I was giving him what he needed, but it was such an interesting way of framing it. And that really made me think, if another couple hears that, whatever it is that they're going through, but if another couple hears that, maybe they'll think, whoa, is this happening in my relationship too? Maybe this is the starting point. Maybe this is where we should start having this conversation. And then maybe we can open it up to the other conversations, the other tough stuff that we need to talk about. And then maybe they won't get divorced. Maybe there won't be infidelity in their marriage. So I think these things are so, so important. And that's why I'm going to keep talking about them, regardless of what people on the internet think. There's a difference between accountability and shame. Accountability is really understanding the choices that you made. And shame is saying, I will hate myself forever for this. Like accountability is saying, you know what? I understand the choice that I made in the past, and I would do something differently today. I wouldn't choose that again. And you'll hear me say that a million times. If you actually have listened to all the shows. And when I say it with that tone, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about the people that have been here that keep coming back for more. I'm talking about the person that just came upon this video and hasn't listened to any of the other ones. I'm talking about the person who's watched, I've had a couple on YouTube go viral, and those ones get a lot of comments, but they don't understand the whole context. They don't understand the whole story because they have only had that experience. And again, totally fine, but they're basing their comments off of a 15 to 20 minute video without listening to more and really hearing more of the story. So while yes, this version of me would absolutely do differently, that's accountability. Shame, though, is sitting here saying like, oh, I feel so bad and I'm going to perform regret for all of you because you think that's how I should feel. And I'm just not doing that. I won't. I have no interest in being there because that's not the rules that I'm playing by. And that's not the story that I'm writing. Something that I have seen a lot of, too, is this mindset that if you were the other woman, that you destroyed a family, that you destroyed lives, that you ruined a woman's life, that you ruined children's lives. Okay, those are some big leaps and big assumptions on people that you don't know. Every affair is different. Some affairs do get caught. Some don't. In my case, mine didn't get caught. I ended it. I ended it when it no longer worked for me. I ended it when I woke up and realized I deserved more. One other thing in my case is that my ex's wife knew. Now, of course, you might say, oh, sure, he probably just told you that so you wouldn't feel bad. And perhaps, I don't know, but I did choose to believe him and I left it at that. Here's the thing. I wasn't in a relationship with her. I was in a relationship with him. I was loving somebody who loved me back, and I wasn't in charge of maintaining the relationship or upholding the commitments that he had made to somebody else. That wasn't my role. It's fascinating to me that we frame this betrayal as if the other woman is the architect behind it, as if the other woman is the one pulling all of the strings, making all of the choices, and should have been the one to prevent it to begin with. That wasn't my marriage. That wasn't my relationship. And while I would not encourage anybody to cheat on their significant other, the blame that gets placed on the other woman, it's kind of wild. It's like, hey, I didn't handcuff this man. I didn't force him into my world, into my life. Again, you know, I wasn't thinking about her during this relationship. I was never sitting there being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what I'm doing to somebody else. I wasn't doing anything to her because I don't even know her. I wasn't even around her. I never saw her. So That was a part of it that, you know, it really, quite frankly, didn't concern me. It wasn't about me. Their relationship had nothing to do with me. My relationship was with him, and that's kind of where I left it.
Every affair has its own anatomy. In some cases, wives know. In some cases, husbands know. In some cases, they don't. Every single one is different. Every relationship is different. Some marriages survive after infidelity. Some don't. A lot of people just put all affairs into one box and have one narrative and one expectation. I'm sorry, but I think a lot of those people, they haven't actually ever experienced infidelity. Because I think if you have, I think that's when you actually understand the nuance. I think that's when you actually understand that every single situation is different and that there is no one size fits all for anything. And if you haven't experienced that, it's easy to take the moral high ground. It's easy to say like, oh, I'm better than you because I didn't do this. And I think affairs are so fascinating because I think that when they get found out, because again, I've said this a million times on a million shows, when an affair gets caught, that's what people focus on. They focus on the scandal. They don't focus on, oh, how did these people get there in the first place? Like, what were they really connected on? What was it actually about? What needs were they fulfilling for each other? while this was going on. They're caught in the scandal. Ooh, so-and-so and so-and-so got caught having an affair. And it's like, ooh, let's talk about them. Let's talk about how bad they are. Let's talk about like how horrible they are, what awful people they are. Because then inside we can go, oh, I might have done this, but at least I didn't do that. I might have done this, but at least I didn't do that. Whoa. Meanwhile, all the things that you did probably aren't public. So you're sitting there patting yourself on the back for not doing something while probably doing a bunch of other things that nobody knows about. And they might even judge you harsher if they did know. So I bother you. I bother some of you because I lived this. I went through it and I came out of it very honest and very unapologetic and very open to sharing everything that I've learned. So many people will listen to one episode and then make all of these assumptions. They'll watch one video. They'll say, oh my God, I can't believe she did this. I can't believe she did that. Like, wow, what a horrible person. They haven't listened to the whole story. They haven't listened to the whole journey. They haven't really sat and really listened to the things that I have to say and the reflections that I've had and the questions that I've had and the conversations that I come on and sit and kind of talk with myself and then get notes from you guys with your thoughts. They haven't been a part of that. So that's okay. You know, at the end of the day, it's totally okay. But I do think it's worth discussing. One of the big things that's important to touch on is that the people in my comment section, they're not necessarily my audience, right? I mean, I love the listens, I love the views, but the reason I put this out there is because I thought to myself, why did my relationship history unfold the way it did? Why have I been through the things that I've been through and come out on the other side better than ever? If not to share that with other women, if not to come out and say like, hey, look, like you are not defined by one chapter of your life. I think that is the most important thing that I have said. You are not defined by one chapter of your life. And that is something that everybody, no matter what, you are not defined by one chapter of your life. So if you listen to the show because you like it, because you like me, because you're curious, because you want to just like understand what else is going on out there, or if because you're living through some of the things that we talk about on here, you are not defined by one chapter of your life. And so I think that's what bothers some people is that like, I believe that to my core. I'm not defined by one chapter of my life. So to go back to what I said at the beginning about why is the expectation shame? Why is the expectation regret? Why is the expectation to go on some sort of apology tour and, oh, please forgive me, I was so bad. Instead of challenging the person and anyone in any type of situation, not just in an affair, but challenging the person like, hey, what did you learn? How did you grow from this? How did you evolve? What are the things that you wouldn't do next time? What are some pieces of advice that you would give to somebody in these shoes? Because I think that's what matters. That's how we can help one another. That's how we can continue to grow and evolve and be there for one another, is by going out there and challenging the person. I would rather my comment section be full of people saying, okay, I want to know more about what you learned. I want to know more about how you grew. I want to know more about what you're doing. And that's why. That's why the Scarlet Edit exists, is because I want to show women, hey, one chapter of your life does not determine who you are. One chapter of your life is not the only part of your story. You can get on the other side. You can take all the good from bad choices, and you can be the best version of you, the version of you that gets that one life, that takes it by the balls, and that gets whatever the hell she wants. Because that's what I'm doing. And that's what I want to role model for other people. And if you don't like it, I don't give a fuck. So anyway, thank you as always for being here. I love you guys so much. If you have not already subscribed to the show, please do. And if you are in the Apple app, please go and rate it 5 stars. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you next week. Bye.